Good afternoon, and thank you for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad that you have come by. Brother Freedom is here, and he wants all of you to know that he really loves you, and he's just really thanking the Lord for God's goodness. He's come in this afternoon, and he just senses that the Lord's going to do something wonderful. We always thank the wonderful Lord for the Holy Spirit who helps us, the Holy Ghost. He's the one that is behind it all. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise for your touch upon each of us. Thank you for your touch on me, Lord, because I need all the help I can get. And I thank you, Lord, for your touch on our listeners. Lord, bless them. Lord, we all need your help. We just can't make it without you. You're so good, so wonderful, so glorious, so marvelous. And we know you're going to touch Brother Freedom and anoint him this afternoon in a wonderful way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you that because I believe that there's a lot more to you than what we know of. I believe that you're going to do great and mighty things. Father, you were showing me this morning about what you're going to do, and I pray this, maybe this afternoon that you reveal that. I pray that you speak to our hearts in a very special way. We just pray for the people throughout the world this day that are desiring a closer walk. We pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. I was one that wanted more, and I still want more. And you let me know today that we get what we want. And this is really deep, what you told us what we want. Because if we don't want the Holy Spirit, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. He's not going to push it. But those that want something, you're going to meet them more than halfway. You're going to go all the way with them. And you'll bless them. Father, just pray that you speak your hearts this day. And Father, I just don't even know what to say. You're real. But I know it comes all through your Spirit. Father, oh, hallelujah. It's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, said the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and glory and we honor. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his spotless life. It so blessed us all, but through his life, that his life paid that awful debt that we could not pay. It means that we made us a way that we could come and to live with you. We can have eternal life with you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray that you touch your people this day in a mighty way. I can't hardly talk today, so I believe that the Lord is really wanting to work, move this day in Jesus' name. For behold, I, the Lord thy God, have called my people. I have spoken to them many times, and they disregard what I say. They do not listen. And I say many are backwards. Many have lost opportunities. Many have lost what I had placed in their minds. And they put me off like an old withered, beat-up shoe, one that you discard. And I say, that is the way many people receive me, really, what I see. But I say, before the world this day, those that are know me but really don't know me, and there's a lot of people that know me, I say before them it's going to be hard times. Perilous times are going to come. And men are going to be seeking for answers and they will not find them. They will go many miles to find out opportunities to know things, but they won't receive it. Their people will be without answers. They will not know the things that's going to be needful to know in this last hours. I say there's going to be pressures that arise. There's going to be heartaches, struggles. And I say that many, many people are going to lose the way. And I say many families that have come in through marriage, many are going to be dividing, many separations, many wrongful acts are going to come take place. And you're going to see many misgivings that the church will be guilty of doing it. For I'm calling my people to come up higher. My people are still walking in their own power. They're walking according to what they see, what they hear, what they know. And I say they cannot even come to agreement on my word. I say many of the churches, the lands, all see my word differently. They have different slants, different angles, different reasonings. Because I say that's the humanistic way. Man has made to cope things and bring things out to reality through their mind. And I say the mind is set The enemy has used the minds of many to divert my word, to have my word no longer in power. My word cannot do what it wishes to do because man has interfered, and man's language is not my language, said the Spirit of God. I say my people really need to be full of my Spirit. But I say many this day through this land are not really walking truly in my Spirit. They're walking according to what they wish for it to be. And many have said, this is my Spirit. In reality, they have not really been baptized by my Spirit. And I say many denominations have said what it is, but not many do not know what I say it is. And my Spirit is the leading one that should be in this world. But I say he is not in the place of leadership. For that, there's a lot of wandering going forth in my name. There are a lot of things that's not coming forth by differences of opinions. And I say, as the world sees it, they're seeing the churches are so not together. And I say, I see the same thing, said the Spirit of God. I see there's a broad going out from me instead of coming in close to me. There's a wider gap coming forth. But I say, broad is a way that leads to destruction. And many there be that enter that. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it, saith the Spirit of God. I say treacherous times are before this world, perilous times, times of people not knowing. I say of climates changing, global warming, and all these things are going to come to pass. But I say the earth is crying out for my return. The earth is seeing they need the one that made them. But I say man does not see that. Man's going for their own directions, their own callings. They're going to build their own monuments. They're going to build their own ministries. They're going to move, get people saved. They're going to get people on fire. But I say, without my Spirit, they're lifeless. My Spirit will become without power without my Spirit. My people cannot see that. Did not I say in that last days, thou must worship me in spirit and in truth? And I say my truth is my word. And I tell you, my word needs to be moved upon by my Spirit, because it is the parallel that brings them to me. And I say all these other directions bring you down to a lower path. And I say the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. But I say many of the world this day is they're getting broader. I say my people are compromising. They're compromising in the ways of the sin. They're taking up new habits, new directions. And I say my people are getting more and more away from me, says the Spirit of God. They're taking up things, habits, and self-conduct that's not of me, and they're practicing as from me. But I have not ordained it. I have not sanctioned it. I have not granted it. And they're doing it anyway. They're doing it through their own philosophy, their own pronouncing of my will. But they don't know my will, said the Spirit of God. Only I, the Lord, know my will. And I say that is why it's demanding and has to be that my Spirit is in charge. Because my Spirit knows what I wish for. My Spirit is the leadership in this last days. He is the calling. He is the one that can save you. He is the one that can lift you up. I sent forth my Son. My Son, my only Son. And he bled and died that mankind could be saved, that man could be set free, that man didn't have to endure the things from the enemy, because I give mankind power over death, grave, and hell through my Son. But I say my people are diverted and come on my callings to their own philosophy. They're coming to their own ideas. And I say if my Spirit moves, they come against it hardly and harshly. And they will not let a man of mine that's moving my Spirit say anything. They will not allow it. They come against it because they have the answer. They know what's going to take. They know everything. They know everything. But I say, I have not sanctioned what they're doing because it's not my Spirit. And I say, though times are going longer, and I say my people are getting farther and farther apart. They're getting deeper and deeper in the things that comes against the heart of my heart. And they're adopting up the rules and regulations of evilness. For I'm calling forth a peculiar people. I'm calling forth the zealous people. I'm calling forth the holy people. I'm calling forth people who will call upon me, and I will move with them heartily. And I'll bless them. I'll strengthen them. My people need to realize that I'm working to those who honesty, to the works of my mighty hands, that I will incorporate my blessing upon them in a powerful way, and they will no longer be vagabonds. They will no longer wander. And I say, many of my people are wandering in the desert. They're seeking for something that's not there. They're seeking for something that's in their own imaginations. They're seeking for their own style of living. And I say, each one has a different philosophy. And I say, does not say something for this new philosophy. Everyone has a different call, a new, different direction. But it takes my spirit will be one direction. For I move through oneness. I move in being together. I don't go for all this, everybody going their own various ways. Because there's problems. There's troubles in doing that. Does that not teach us that man has went and warred, and rumors of war have come forth, and I've come up as fractionings, as warrings between one another. And when there's arguments, there becomes temper raises, and I see things get uglier and more evil as they go forth. And I say, my people need a cleansing. They need a spiritual glory of my people upon them. They might receive that wonderful love, that wonderful pardon, that wonderful power. They would have the gift of humility. They would walk humbly before their God. They would walk in His love. They would walk in my ability and my leadership and my calling. But I say, my people are not looking for that. They're looking for their own way. They're looking for their own, what they can claim being their own. But I'm not looking for the identification of man. My people have got that wrong. It's my church. It's my people. I'm the one that's going to give them eternal life. My people need to rise higher. For I've called my people to come out from among them to be separate. That I might walk in my people to bring them forth as an overcomer. They would walk in my leadership and my calling. That they would walk in my faith. They would walk in my power. But I say, where is my people? My people are all, 99% are all in doctrine of some man. And they've forgotten that I am the one that calls them. I am the one that gave them my life, my son. And I say, my glory is here to touch my people, to strengthen them. But I say, many, many, many will not come where my spirit moves. They get vexed. They get even tormented because the spirit and the human spirit is different than my spirit. Because I say, why my spirit is, there is not confusion. There's power. There's love. There's joy. There's peace. There's goodness. There's meekness. There's temperance. There's patience. Oh, there's loving kindness, tender mercy, all the good things. And only I, the Lord thy God, can give them. Now I say, my people have done a good job of covering up in these areas, but I say truly in heart, they're far from me. They're very far, and they need a touch from heaven. This year of 2007 is going to close. And I say 2008 is going to come. And when it comes, there's going to be some changes you're going to see take place. Things are not going to remain the same. Perilous times are coming. Troublesome times. I say many in my people, if you see what many in the churches, there's people that go to those that are getting by and what little they can get by with. And I say there's no deep desire of the Lord their God to serve Him, to serve me. But I'm here to tell my people that I love you and I will forgive you and I'll give you my pardon. I'll bless you. Come to me, seek me, and you should surely find me. Pray and seek me. And I shall bless thee. For the one that I'm using in this message today, he's not much anymore. Letting you know that I'm down to the hearts My people need to take off the haughtiness. I say, if thou will decrease, I will increase to thee. But I say, many, many of my people are all forward. Does not my word say, I cannot use a forward person? Can I use haughtiness? Can I use a liar? Can I use a lustful person? I say, nay, nay, I cannot use these. I'm seeking for a man or woman who will serve me with all their hearts. Allow my spirit to baptize them totally with my spirit of love, that I might use them in a mighty way. And I would move my power upon them, and I'd incorporate my blessing in their hearts in a very powerful way. And they might serve me with gladness, that they would serve me with a heart of thanksgiving, rejoicing in the Lord their God that gave them, made them, rejoicing in their Savior, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit they've given them, that blessing, that you might be that my people might be happy. But I say, my people are all wandering through the desert. They're wandering less than was in the days of Israel. They're wandering, never to really find rest. And I say, there is no rest to a troubled soul. My people need to be come to that place that they'll walk in my blessings. My people need to call on me daily. Seek me early, and I will not refuse thee. But I say, my people must seek me. And if you will seek me, ye shall surely find me. Ye shall surely find me, because I loveth thee, my ones. I loveth thee. I loveth thee. I will grant thee eternal life. I will grant thee the best. My people, seek me, and ye shall surely find me. For I am blessing thee in a mighty way, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just praise you for this wonderful day. I don't know what you said, but I pray that you'd bless your people in a mighty way. Lord, I'm nothing today. I know that I don't know how, that it was only you that I said this, because I don't know nothing. But I know you know everything. I pray that you'll bless your people this day and all of the world today. Out there, if you don't understand this, I pray that God will give you interpretation. He loves you, and he wishes for you to be led by him. Can you get that through your head? He wants to be your leader. He wants to be the one that you come to seek. He wants to be the one that you call upon. And he will help you. Confess your faults toward Jesus, and he will save you. He will set you free. As you confess your heart that Jesus is your Lord, he will save you. He'll give you a new start, a new direction. He'll bless you in a mighty way. Father, we just pray for your keeping power, your people this day. Help them that they might be no longer wanderers throughout the deserts. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. Amen.